In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. There are three great enemies of the church. They are the devil, the world, and our very own sinful flesh. And all three of these enemies hate the church and all who are in it. All three of these enemies want you to fall away from the church. All three of these enemies want to pull you away from Christ so that you do not trust in him for salvation. That's their goal. And to accomplish this goal, all three of the enemies, the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh, they lie. They don't speak the truth, but they lie and they lie and they lie. And while we often think of the devil lying to us as he tries to tempt us to sin, and maybe we think of our flesh lying to us, telling us that sin is fun and not dangerous, I don't know if we all that often think of the sinful world lying to us because we don't think of this sinful world as a living being. But the sinful world most definitely lies to us. It lies to us by giving us false information. And as an example, think about this whole talk of being inclusive. For being inclusive is a buzzword in our society right now. One of the worst things that you can say to someone or to some business is that you are not inclusive. And of course, on a surface level, we agree with being inclusive. No one should be judged based on who they are. You know the phrases. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't rush into judgment. Beauty is only skin deep. You've probably used those phrases or maybe talked to your kids about those phrases, for we all want to be inclusive. We want this church to be inclusive. But here's the problem with the phrase being inclusive. This great enemy of the church, the sinful world, it lies to us. It lies to us about what being inclusive actually is. For the world will say being inclusive means that you have to accept every single person and all of their viewpoints no matter what. In fact, if you had to go through inclusivity training at work, they probably said something along those lines. That's a lie. A lie from this sinful world. A lie that's designed to pull you and many others away from Christ, for think about it. It is impossible to accept every single person and every single viewpoint no matter what. Not only are some viewpoints clearly always going to be wrong, such as taking a gun to a place and shooting people, not only are some viewpoints constantly contradictory to each other, and so it's impossible to accept both. But on top of that, what is and is not acceptable to the sinful world is constantly changing. What was condemned 50 years ago is now promoted. What was promoted 50 years ago is now condemned, and if this world is around for another 50 years, it is going to change again. For you see, the sinful world has no solid foundation. It has no solid base. And so the thoughts and opinions of this sinful world are constantly changing, ebbing and flowing, depending on what particular time and culture you're in. And if that's what this sinful world is doing, constantly changing its opinions, well, then it is impossible to actually be inclusive according to this sinful world. For you never can be truly certain of what is acceptable and what is not. But the church is different. You see, the church has a solid foundation. It has a solid base. It is built on the scriptures. Sola scriptura is one of the watchwords of the Reformation. And these scriptures do not change. They never change. And so what was true 50 years ago is still true today, and it'll be true 50 years from now. And here's an amazing truth. What the unchanging true words of Scripture actually proclaim is what it really means to be inclusive. For think about it. Think about what the unchanging Scriptures proclaim about everyone. First off, they proclaim that everyone in this world is a sinner. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where or when you live. It doesn't matter what your race, gender, or economic status is. Everyone in this world is a sinner. In fact, in God's eyes, all sins are even the same. There's not all these different levels of sin in God's eyes that face different levels of punishment. But in God's eye, a sin is a sin is a sin. And that means that every sin, whether it was in thought or in word or in deed, every sin, whether it was public or private, every sin, whether it affected just you or affected other people in this world, every sin is subject to the same punishment. It is subject to the punishment of death. It is subject to the punishment of being left outside of the kingdom of God forever. And knowing that truth is what makes our text from St. Luke's Gospel just so remarkable. For as Jesus is going from one town and village to another, preaching and teaching, someone seems to get it. He gets how serious and how inclusive sin actually is. And so a person cries out, "Lord, are only a few going to be saved?" And when Jesus answers this question, he doesn't get into numbers. He doesn't get into percentages. But notice what Jesus says. It's remarkable and amazing and actually very inclusive. For Jesus says, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. Because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able." And while the sinful world is going to lie to us and say, right there, it shows that the church is not inclusive. It says there's only a narrow door and that anyone who doesn't enter through that narrow door is not going to be saved. That's not being inclusive. Know that that's a lie from this sinful world. A lie that's designed to pull people away from Christ. For notice the amazing comfort that is brought out in that passage. And the amazing comfort is that for us sinners, a door into the kingdom of God is actually open. Yes, it is a narrow door, because there is only one way to get into the kingdom of God. But for us sinners, there is a door that is actually open right now into the kingdom of God. And it is open for everyone in this. And that's amazing. That's remarkable. That shouldn't have happened. For remember, sin infects us all. It infects every single person in this world. And because of sin, not a single person should be able to enter the kingdom of God. But Jesus is clear in our text. There is a door that is open. A door that is open for you. A door that is open for all, regardless of their gender, race, or economic status. And how is that possible? How can a door into the kingdom of God be open for us sinners? Well, you have to know who the narrow door is. You see, the narrow door that is open right now into the kingdom of God, that narrow door is none other than your Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the narrow door that opens up heaven for you. It's the entire reason why he came into this world. It's the entire reason why he took on flesh in the womb of his virgin mother. It was also that he could be that open door so that he could open a door for you and for everyone into this world, for every sinner, open a door into the kingdom of God. For he loves all and wants all to be saved. That's being inclusive. And so your Lord, he allowed himself to be hung on Calvary's cross. And he allowed himself to look lower than the lowest slave in the history of the world. And he allowed himself to be beaten and bloodied and bruised. And he even allowed the sins of the world, which include your sins and my sins. He allowed the sins of the world to be placed on his shoulders so that he could endure the full wrath of God as he hung on that cross. And he allowed all these things, even though it caused him great pain and suffering, because he knew it was the only way for you, the only way for all, to have a door opened for them into the kingdom of God. And since your Savior has suffered and died for all, that means that right now, every single person in this world, no matter what their race, gender, or economic status is, every single person in this world, no matter what sins they have committed in the past, present, or future, every single person in this world, including you, including the person sitting next to you, including all your family members, including those people at work, yes, even including the most vilest person you know, every single person in this world has the narrow door of heaven opened for them because Jesus has died for all and has won forgiveness for all. That's why I can boldly and confidently say that the church is inclusive. Don't believe the lie that this sinful world is spewing out there, saying we're being unloving and not inclusive by saying there's only one way to salvation, and that is through Jesus Christ. No, that is a flat-out lie that this sinful world is telling us. For know this, if someone does not enter the kingdom of God, it's not because the door to heaven wasn't open for them. It's not because Christ didn't suffer and die for them. It's not because the church didn't want them and so excluded them. But if someone does not enter the kingdom of God, it's all because they excluded themselves. They decided not to enter through that narrow door and to try to get into heaven a different way because they wanted to gratify the desires of their flesh. And that is to their detriment. For as Jesus says, to those who refuse to enter through the narrow door, he will say to those, depart from me, and they will be left outside where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And therefore, the church right now has a duty, a privilege, really. We have the duty and privilege of proclaiming that there is one door into heaven, and that door is through Jesus Christ. For it is only by walking through that door and being washed in his blood that we are purified and made worthy enough to enter heaven. Yes, the church has a duty, a privilege, really, of telling people who are refusing to enter through the narrow door of Christ that they are excluding themselves right now from heaven, all in the hopes that they repent. And it's not being unloving or exclusive to say that. It's being very loving and very inclusive to point people to the one true door that is open to heaven. And when the church performs this duty, this privilege, of boldly proclaiming that there is one door into heaven and that is only through Jesus Christ, well, then we can be certain that when judgment comes, people will come from the east and the west, the north and the south, and they will take their places at the table in the kingdom of God, as Jesus says. And when you sit down at that table with that great multitude from every nation, tribe, language, and people, well, then you will see with your eyes how inclusive the church really is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise. We join together in proclaiming that one true Christian faith by using the words of the Nicene Creed.